We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Hei Amud Beis. Well, we are beginning approximately 6 lines from the bottom of Hei Amud Aleph. Rav Avin, Rav Yechanan. Another member of Rav Avin, Rav Yechanan. Hichlis Yodos Eichotzach Haveiroi, V'kil Megashamim. Someone stuck his hand into his friend's yard. He's standing in the Rishus Rabim. Sticks his hand into the Rishus Yochid, and it's raining. V'kil Megashamim, and he caught some rain. Vahitzi, and brought the Rabim, Yechayiv. That's the halacha he says. I stuck my hand into my friend's field, got some rain, and brought it outside. Yechayiv Echatas. Maskev L'Rav Zeirom. Mali Yatinu Chaver, Mali Yatinu Shemayim. What's the chiddush? What's pshat? Mali Yatinu Chaver, Mali Yatinu Shemayim. Where's the akira over here? Someone put something into your hand while it's Rosh Yochid, and you bring it to Rosh Rabim. What's the halacha? Yepatuk, you didn't do the akira. Here also, the Shemayim, it rained from the sky into your hand. I brought it outside. I didn't do any akira. Mali Yatinu Chaver, Mali Yatinu Shemayim. You love the akira. You did not do akira. So how can you say Yechayiv? If I didn't take it, off the ground and bring it here. I didn't take it off someone's hand and bring it here either. I caught something from the sky and brought it out. I mean, someone put it into my hand. So it wasn't someone else puts it in their hand, or Shemayim puts it in their hand. It should be Potter. There's my late time, Kibel, Ella Kolat. You didn't just land in your hand. Ella Kolat, you grabbed it out of the ear. You grabbed it out of the ear. Rashi explains that you caught it in one hand and you knocked it into the other hand that was in the other hand. So you caught it in one hand and you pushed it into the other hand, so that's the Akira. That's the Akira, and you were Akira it. So while it was raining, you know, you had a hand in Rosh Hashanah and one hand in Shiyachid. So you caught it like with one hand and you banged it with that same hand into the other hand in Rosh Hashanah. So here, it's like you did Akira, because you grabbed it out of the Shusha Yochan and brought the Shusha Rabim. So that's the Akira. And I didn't land. So there is, you have a clue to commit Shuncha. The anything that's in the Shusha Yochan is like it's landed there. And I pushed it into Shusha Rabim. That's the Akira. And Midanocha, my own hand, in Shusha Rabim. Break the Marakasha, but you know, Akira, Magal, Makam, Arabah, Aleka. You need a Makam, Dalad. This didn't land in a Makam, Dalad. It didn't really land in your hand yet. It was coming down. I banged it into my other hand. Never really landed anywhere. So where's your Malkum Dal Al Dal? So the Gemara could have asked. It didn't land at all. So that's what we're saying. It must be he's going clue to Kamishon Chodamia, that anything that's in the resources is like it landed. But you make it missing Malkum Dal Al Dal. So Gemara Amar Chiyav Reid Rav Huna, going to call it Malgavi a Kaisel. It landed on the Kaisel and I smacked it off the Kaisel into my hand. You know, that was Mishus Rabim. So I took a Kiro off the Kaisel, which is Malkum Dal Al Dal, into my hand, Mishus Rabim. Break the Gemara. I got the kaisel nami, but I know it didn't land on the kaisel. It never landed on the kaisel. You knocked it off right away. Never had a chance to land there. So even the kaisels are above, but never landed there. Talk to Gemara. Kedama Rava v'kaisel m'shupa. Hachinami v'kaisel m'shupa. We're talking about a wall that is like leaning, and it could land there. It could get stuck there. So it landed on the wall and it got stuck there for a second, and I pushed it into my own hand. So here you have a hanocha gabi dal adal, and I made a kira from there and put it into my other hand. That's the Gemara's learning right now. The Torah Makosel Meshupa. We'll see what the Gemara is going to ask soon. Gemara is going to ask on this momentarily. What do you find when the Rava says the Makosel Meshupa? I heard the Tanan. He said it on a different halacha that's in the last parak in Mesechta Erevin. Says over there, Yekoyer b'sefer. Someone was reading a sefer. In those days, all the svarim, like Rashi says, were made like a megillah. It was like a scroll. He was reading a sefer. It was a kisvei kodesh, al ha skupa, on like the front door stoop, and that has dinner of a karmelis. And loch is I'll take from a karmelis to shirabim. What happened was while he was learning, this galgal ha sefer miyad, they rolled out of his hand, and it started going towards the shirabim. So the halacha is goyloi etzloi. He could bring it back to himself. He could bring it back to himself. Why? Because since it's a karmelis, and that means even if it would drop into Rosh Rabim and I brought it back here, it would only be a drabanon here that I'm holding on to it. So zicha, I let her bring it back. To the karmelis, since the whole thing is only zanachiv chatos anyway. Like Rashi says, Hilchach Ahasha the Roshay Achas V'Yada. Since one end is in your hand, Ein Kan Akira Filmishim Shvus Namelagaz. They don't make the Rabbanon, because When I bring it back, I'm not doing a kira. I never really landed in the Shurabim. So here, since even from a land that I brought back here, it would only be a Durabbanon, because my Shurabim took Karmel as long as Durabbanon. So therefore, since it's still in my hand, let it bring it back. But that's good if he's sitting on a Karmel. But hey, Kaire, Beresha Gag, he's sitting on the roof and he was learning. Ms. Galgal, I say from Yodoy, and I say for you got unrolled and started falling off the roof towards the Rosh Hashanah. Actually, Gila Sarah Tvachim, four reach within 10 Tvachim of the airspace of Shurabim, go let's lie. You can bring it back. Because then it's still in the Mokum Ptur, it's not in the Shurabim, so it's not a Shaila. Ms. Gila Sarah Tvachim, once it reached into the airspace of the Shurabim, so now if I bring it back, I'm taking from Shurabim to Shishayachim. And even though if I take it back now, it's still in my hands, so it's only the Rabbanon, but here, and maybe there would be Mekel, maybe because of Makam of Kistai Kaidish, maybe, but still here, since it could be a Deraisa, because if he would let go and bring it back to his Rishos, it would be a Deraisa, so therefore we don't allow him to bring it back, and Hoifchai Alaksav, he has to, and you know, it's a Bazoyan to sit there in the Shurabim and to get ruined, so you turn it over, and you let the ksav face the, you know, the inside towards the floor, and therefore I'll be covered, and then you're not worried about, you know, any bezoyin. It won't be such a bezoyin, and you leave it to Tumas Shabbos, and anything you bring it back. Ravinaba, and the Gemara there has a kasha. Am I hoyv chal ksav? Why do you have to turn over on al ksav? Haloi noch. It never was settled in Shurabim. But never settled in Shurabim. So then, even if it would be out of your hand, it wouldn't be a deraisa, because it never had a anacha there. It never settled there. It just fluttering. It's never settled. And the Gemara answered the Amar Rava, but Kaisul Meshuppa. They were talking about that there was a Kaisul Meshuppa on the bottom in Shisharabim, and that's where it settled. Just to speak out a very important thing, that the Chorah, if it's a Kaisul, so then that's not a Shisharabim anymore. So Taisa speaks out, they were talking about a Kaisul that's in the Shurabim that people use to reset their packages. So therefore, it has a din of a Shurabim, this Kaisel. That's Taisa says, Omer read, the Irish going to Shurabim, Makatvim, Malav, the Havah Shurabim. We'll find our idea in Davches, that if people use that Kaisel to help them carry things, Shurabim has din of a Shurabim. So like upon him, Rabbi says that if you have a Kaisel Meshuppa, it's called Nach, it's called that settled, there's Hanacha, because it's Hanacha on the Kaisel. So Dr. Gemara, so that's what we're explaining about us, the case of water, that he stuck his hand and brought water out from Shiyachat to Shishrabim. We asked, it wasn't Dal Dal. Teretz was sitting on a Kaisel. Great thing, Amara. Imadava Rava. Rava makes sense only by Sefer. By a Sefer, the Ovid Anayach. Because a Sefer, if there's a wall with a little angle, it could settle on a wall. Mayim, Mi'avid Anayach. Water needs a base kibble, needs a receptacle. If water will not settle on a wall, even though the wall is a little bit crooked, it's not going to settle there. It's going to roll right off. That's not called Hanacha. So back Shver, what's the case? He took water out of the Shishayachim, the Shirabim, Lechaira, it didn't settle. No noch. El Amarava, Kun Shekolat, Me'algabe Guma. Whole new pshat in Rabbi Yechanan. The question Rabbi Yechanan was, Rabbi Yechanan said you take rain out of Shiyachat Shurabim Yechayev. So the question was, what's the case? You have no anacha. So we try to say a case because Moshe, but that didn't work out. So you say, you know what the case is? Going to call it Valgabe Guma, that you had a hole like a pit with water in it, and you took the water out of the Guma, and you brought it into Rosh Hashanah. Took it from Shiyachat Shurabim. Right, the Gemara, Guma Pshita. That's a Pashta case. Of course, I take something out of Shiyachat Shurabim, Yechai. Right. So what's the Chiddush? So the Gemara, Ma'u the Tema, Mayim Gai Mayim Lavanochi. Maybe you say it's not really settled in Shiyachat because water on top of water is not settled. That means the Gemara knew for sure that water on the bottom of the pit that's on the ground, even though maybe it moves a little bit, that's its place where it is. That's where its place is supposed to be. That's called the Hanacha. Maybe water on top of water is not considered one body of water. Every layer of water is a new entity. And that water is not settled. It's floating on top of another water. It's not Hanacha. That's called the Hanacha. Kamash Malon, that's called a Hanacha. And that Yechayef Akira Hanacha and Yechayef Hitzah on Shabbos. We have water on top of water, which means a whole body of water, even the top water is considered munach, because that's its makam ha'nechasam, that's the place where it's usually supposed to be. But ego is a gal mayim, but you have a knot that's floating on the water, that called munach? No, lav ha'ner ha'nechasam. That's not called munach, because it's moving, and it's not a normal thing, so it's not called a hanacha. It's not called a hanacha. And therefore, that's Pshat Rava, and the Chiddush over here, that Mayim Gamayim is called Hanacha. Taisus speaks out that the Gemara Bar Metzida says that a Svina is called, you can make a Kinyan Chatz on a Svina. Aye, Svina is moving on the water. So the Gemara says there, Svina is in one place, the water is moving under it. So break Taisus about Ego is also should be the same thing. Taisus' answer is that the Gavi Kinyan we learn out from a Yad. What's called a Kinyan, learn from a Yad. A Yad also is considered stationary. Even if a person's moving, his Yad is in one place. But Legabe Shav is learning from Mishkan. And Mishkan, anything that wasn't in the place where I kept it, it's not called a Hanacha. And an Ego is a knot on top of water. It's not the place where you keep it, and therefore it's not called a Hanacha. But Rava, I have a Shiloh. Rava, Shiloh. Ego is Bekli, Bekli Tzav Agave Mayim. Let's see, you have an Ego is in a cup, and the cup is floating on the water. So how do you look at that? But Ego is as Linon, and that's very normal. The Makam Hanacha is in a cup, and that is called Hanacha. V'Hanayich, that's Hanacha. I dumma basa kliyaz, and you look at the kli, and the kli is moving. The night, it's moving. That's a good shayla, and that's teiku. The world's going to answer that shayla. What's the halacha? If you have a knot that's in a kli, it's falling in the water, is that called a hanacha or not called a hanacha? Something about Ravaita, Shemen, Shafa Gamayim. So remember, we said that we have a water on top of water. This is one body of water. Therefore, it's considered a hanacha. What about if you have oil that's floating on top of wine? Or same thing, oil on top of water, like the Mepharshim explained. Same type of shiloh. Will be the same shiloh. Shem and Saf Agave, a water will be the same type of shiloh. Like Rashi speaks out, that Huadin Agave Mayim L'inyan Shabbos. Same type of shiloh, just the raya will be from a case of Truma, so there's no Truma by water, and therefore we pick this case. But the question is a question like this. When some oil is floating on water or floating on wine, we know oil always floats. Is that called Hanach or not? You look at that one body of liquid, and just the bottom of it is nach, so the top is also nach or not. So Gemara says, if you look at it as one body or not, the Tanah, we went to the Mishnah, in Tvul Yoyim. Lach is a Tvul Yoyim, someone who was Tameh, and he went to the mikveh already, but he didn't have Harav Shemesh. If he touches Truma, the Truma becomes Pasul. And I didn't say Tameh, I said Pasul, because Pasul means that it ends right there, it can't make anything else Tameh. That's what it means. So if the Tvul Yoyim touches Truma becomes possible. So you had over here Shemen Shetzof Agave Yayin, all Truma. You have Shemen of Truma that's floating on water of on wine of Truma. But Nogat Tvul Yoyim Shemen, and the Tvul Yoyim touched the Shemen. Loy Pasal Ella Shemavad. The only thing that comes possible, the only thing that comes not usable and comes like Tame, it doesn't say the word Tame, it means possible, is only the Shemen, not the wine. Why? Because the wine already is another entity, and the Shemen is only possible, so it can't make the Yayin Tame. They consider one entity. If I touch the Shem, it's like I touch the wine. And the Gemara wants to say the same thing with Gavi Shabbos also. That if it's considered one entity, the Gavi Tumma, the same thing with Gavi Shabbos also. And therefore, since the Gavi Tumma is called one thing, so Gavi Shabbos is called one thing, and it's all called Hanacha. And since the bottom is considered Munach in the bar, or in the barrel, whatever it is, the thing on top of it is also called Munach because it's one entity. So to Gemara Vayta, another memra from Rav Mishem Rav Yechanan. Someone was carrying Eichlin and Mashkin, and he planned on taking it, like Rashi explains, from one corner of the Shishi Yochid to another corner of the Shishi Yochid, which is entirely mutter. Then he changed his mind. V'nichnas v'yoytze, and he went, walked right out. He could do his kol yom kuloi, ein echayiv. He's not going to be chayiv. Why? Why is that chayiv? Because when he picked it up, he wasn't planning on taking it out. He needed Akira, the shame, to bring it out. When he picked it up, he planned to bring one room to another room. And now, while he was walking, he changed his mind and walked out. So he never had any Akira. He never had any Akira, and therefore he won't be Chayiv, Achi Yamai, until he stops. Once he stops, and then he goes, now that blives Akira, and now if he stops, now walks outside to another Rishos, then he'll be Chayiv. Om Abaya, stopping is not enough. V'hukash o'imid lofash. The stopping has to be, he stopped to rest. But if he just stopped to fix up his package a little bit, that's a part of walking, it's not called Amida. And in order to have Akira, you have to stop in one place and have a real stop, which means to rest. Memai, what is his idea? But Amar Mar, which is Abaya's Rebbe, Rabba, Toich Arba Amas, someone who, you know, is Issa Havara, to carry something for Amas and Shishu Rabbim. So he picked something up to carry it, it was pretty heavy. Amad Lofash, and he stopped in the middle to rest, Potter, because since you didn't do 4 amas straight, you stopped the middle, there's no chiv. You have to carry 4 amas straight. lekatev. But if you waddle, you walk in 4 hours, you just straighten out on your back, that's not called stopping, and then yichayev. You're chayev for avar dal amos. And the opposite case, let's say chus la'arba amos, after you pass arba amos, you need hanocha, right? So omud lofosh, he stopped to rest. That's called a hanocha. And yichayev. Lekatev, but just stopped to fix his package, potter. He still didn't stop yet, so he still don't have a kira of a hanocha. So basically, Rav Avraham Yochanan saying is that you're carrying Urch LaMashkim and you didn't do Akira Shem Haitzah, and then you started to walk outside. Since you never stopped, it's not called Akira. Once you stop, it's called Akira Anocha. And Abaye explained that's only called stopping if you stop to rest. So what's Rav Yochanan's Chiddush? That there was, what's Rav Yochanan's Chiddush of his Halacha, that you're carrying Urch LaMashkim, that's not Akira from the beginning? Because you didn't have a das, you didn't have a mind to bring it outside. Said a different time already. You're carrying packages from one corner of the Rishus to another corner of Rishus Yachid. And then, when Nimlach, you change your mind, Aleim Vaitzion, and you brought this around, you're part of why, so you didn't plan on doing that right away. So what do you need another Yachid for? So the Gemara says, you're right, I'm a Roy Ninu. They're both the same halacha, the same chiddush. Rav Yochanan only said it once. Just the shaila how the girsa is. Different. What the girsa of it is. Either the way you had like before, oichlam mashkim, and then you went outside, you didn't stop, you're not chayev. Or in this lashon, maybe chaveitzim zavos, and then we'll come and see him, your potter. But all the same idea, that akira has to be l'shem hanacha, l'shem to do haitzah. If you don't do akira, l'shem to do haitzah, or l'shem to avara, there is no chiyev on it, even though you end up doing it. It has to be akira v'hanocha with kavana, because there's halacha by Shabbos, yimaleches, machshaves. It's very important halacha, and you learn from Mishkan that everything you do has to have a machshava, machshaves, machshaves. You have to know what you're doing. You have to achap what you're doing. Now it's called misasek. You have to know what you're doing, and here if you pick it up, planning moving corner to corner, then you start to move it outside, you are not chayev for haitzah.